Last week we had seen how Israel had been fooled and how they had entered into and were tricked by neighbors living among them called the Gibeonites to enter into a peace treaty. A treaty that would bind them into solidarity, that if anyone would attack them as a nation, that Israel was sworn in this covenant that they had made to come to their defense and to protect them. And we had seen how they were fooled by the subtleness of their enemy. And we had learned as we were going through this experience of journeying into our Canaan, that as we go into those times of battles, we have those victories that we win, but we also have those times of defeat. And we have those times when we face challenges, and we saw how Israel was defeated at Ai because they took their eye off the goal and they had rushed in without consulting God's guidance. And they were soundly defeated when they had tried to hide their sin, and how God, when they had dealt with that sin, they were restored. God gave them a second chance. But then we had seen how they were fooled by the Gibeonites last week. And they entered into that covenant because Joshua did not pray and seek God's direction. We learned last week that he said Joshua failed to consult the Lord. And we learned that we need to be prepared because we will face opposition. We will face hardship that will come our way. And to be aware because our enemy is subtle. And Satan was very subtle. The enemy, Gibeon, was very subtle as they posed, as we remember from last week, as travelers from a long distance country. And they came and said that they were heard about God and they had come and wanted to come to know him. And so they had forced Israel into this treaty, which later on they found out was living a nation living right next to them, one of the nations they were to destroy. And their trickery ended up bringing a consequence that Israel was forced to live with. Today the story continues as we get into chapter 10. Because that little nation or tribe of Gibeon ends up being themselves under attack. Because the other five kings of the south part of Israel, of Canaan, heard about the treaty that had been made between Israel and Gibeon. And they heard about this treaty and they thought, well, we're not going to attack Israel. Israel's too strong. If we try to attack them, we know we'll be defeated. So our plan is let's go against Gibeon. And because they made a treaty with Gibeon, they're going to be sworn to defend Gideon and come to their defense. And then that way we can get into a war with Israel without attacking them directly. So that's what they decided to do. So the five kings of the south banded together. They sought an attack on Gibeon. Gibeon sent a word to Joshua that we're under attack. And now, because you made a treaty with us, a covenant, you are bound in our alliance to come to our aid and to defend us. So that's what they did. And that's what they decided to do. That's my phone. Now, why is that going off now? I never even wear it on a Sunday morning. My, oh my. I never wear it on Sunday. That's why I never do it. Sorry about that. God called. No, it was actually Kim's parents. I don't know what they want. I'll call them back later. So, sorry. So they came. So they find they're going to attack Israel. So they come to their defense. Israel decides, okay, well, we have to come to Gibeon's defense. So that's what the scripture that Kim just read is about. So Joshua musters a troop and he takes a trip. I think it was a 35-mile or 25-mile hike. If I'm trying to remember, I can't read it, but I think that's about what it was, to their defense. And in this story, we learn several things about God working in our life that we can apply to our life. And one is persistence. One is that God wants us to persevere and to continue to fight the battles that we face, no matter how hard and how intense it gets. Perseverance was rewarded by Joshua, and we'll see it in this chapter. that one of the things we learn, the first principle I want you to get from this, is to march, continue to move forward, continue to march in our faith, deeper in our relationship with Christ, even when you don't feel like it. Are there times in your life when you get up and you have your time with the Lord and you read your scripture and you open the Bible and you pray and you go through our relationship with Christ and you say, I just don't feel like it today. I just don't feel like doing this. Have you ever had those times? We all do. But yet God wants us to continue to march forward. He wants us to continue to progress in our faith, to live in obedience to Him, faithful to His Word, our time with Him in prayer, even those times when we don't feel like it. How do I get this principle from that? Well, look at the scripture. It says that when Joshua heard about Gibeon being attacked, he went to their defense. Now, I ask you, Joshua was tricked by Gibeon. He was deceived by him, by them, that nation. When Joshua heard that they were attacked, you think he felt like going to their defense? I probably would have said, they deceived me, they tricked me. Let them get what they deserve. You know, they, after all, why am I bound to defend them whenever they tricked me into a false alliance with them in the first place? You know, that's probably how we would have felt. But Joshua, to his credit, signed, made the alliance and made the agreement. And even though he didn't feel like it, he said, okay, we're going to march that 25 miles and we're going to come to their defense and we're going to come to their aid because I made a commitment to do so. God wants us to continue to march forward even when we don't feel like it, because he will reward. And as you read this down through the scripture, and if you're looking at the chapter in front of you, you'll see that there were, as Joshua honored his commitment and marched and brought the army to Gibeon's defense, God rewarded him. And he rewarded his faithfulness, and he rewarded his perseverance. And how did he reward him? Well, it says that he first spoke to him and said, don't be afraid, because you're going to have victory. I'm going to give you victory. I'm with you. And God reassured him of his presence with him and that he was going to give him victory in the battle that was ahead. Even though he didn't feel like marching, even though he didn't feel like coming to the defense of the Gibeonites, God said, I'm still with you. But it also said that as they engaged in the battle against the five kings that attacked Gibeon, God threw hailstones from the sky. So God came to the defense of Joshua, and he showed him and encouraged him by coming to his aid, by coming to his defense, and wanted Joshua to know that when you honor your commitment, when you continue to march, even though you may not feel like it, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to encourage you in it. I'm going to meet you there, and I'll get you through. And so he sent hailstones from the sky on the enemy to encourage Joshua. And then as the battle continued to go on, we read, I think it's down around verse 13 or 14, that Joshua needed more time for the battle to take place because God was granting him victory. So he needed more time, and he prayed in a simple prayer to the Lord. He said, Lord, cause the sun to stand still in the sky because I need more time in order to win this battle. And he said that simple prayer to God. And what did God do? It says he stopped the sun. And the writer Joshua says there has never, ever been a day like that ever in the history of the world. Well, it was a miracle, a recorded miracle here, that God actually caused the earth maybe to stop rotating on its axis for a full day so that the light could remain high in the sky so Joshua would have extended time in this battle. But anyway, it was God's way. He heard and responded and answered his prayer. And we can be encouraged from that when we pray, God will hear our requests. God will hear our calls out to him for need, and he will hear and will respond and is able to do so in miraculous ways. So keep marching. Keep pressing forward in your faith. keep faithful in the word and in prayer and living in obedience, even when you don't feel like it, because God will reward you and God will bless. In those times as a parent, when you have your child, and there may be times you don't feel like whenever your child or grandchild was being disobedient and gone through the hard times, there's times you didn't feel like being, I said, do I have to do this today? But be faithful and continue to go through. Did you see that commercial on TV recently where the father, it says, a father can never take a sick day. You know, you always have to continue on in what you're responsible for. Even when we don't feel like it, because God is with us and God will be faithful. So that's one lesson we learned from this story, is continue to march, continue to press on, even when we don't feel like it. The second main principle from this story is to engage even when you're afraid. That's verses 16 to 28. To engage even when you're afraid. Because we read as the story continues to fold in the part of the chapter that Joshua and the troops, God was granting them victory. But the men and the nation was, the five kings that attacked them were being dispelled and they were running. But the five kings that started this whole battle by attacking Gibeon went and hid out in a cave. And they hid themselves there. And Joshua then finally came to the cave and said, bring these five kings out. So he brought had the five kings stand before them, and he said to his men, okay, I want you to put these five kings on the ground and put your foot on their neck. And it was a sign of dominance, and it was a sign that God had given them the authority and the victory over them. And he said, don't be, fear not, and don't be afraid. Be courageous, because the Lord was with you. Where do you think Joshua heard those words before to give to his men? Those were the words that God had said to him at the very beginning of his call when we saw at this beginning of the book. He said, don't be afraid because I'm with you. And he said, you can put your neck on the enemy. I will give you the victory you need. So continue to engage. Continue to fight. Even when we're fearful, because God has promised us his presence, he's promised us his victory, he's promised us the strength we need in him. So it's another lesson we can learn from this. Continue to engage. What is it that makes you afraid? What do you have fear of? Sometimes they can be financial fears. Sometimes they can be economic. Sometimes they can be physical fears for our health. Sometimes they can be a lot of different things that can cause fear in our life. Anxieties that come our way. And whatever it is for you, continue to engage, continue to fight, continue to press on, because God will give you courage. God will meet you there. God will give you strength, right? And that's the good news. And that's part of what this story teaches us. And we learn from this chapter. Simple principle, but yet it's so true. Because he won't ever forsake us. He will continue to lead us along the way. So be strong. Be courageous. Press on. March when we don't feel like it. Engage when you're afraid. And the third principle we can learn from this is in verses 21 to 43, the last part of the chapter. And that's to pursue even when we're tired. Even when we're tired, to continue to pursue, to continue to keep running the race. This whole chapter, it really is a lesson on perseverance. It's a lesson on when we face those battle times in our life, to continue to run it with diligence and perseverance until the day that the race is won. The last part of the chapter tells the story as God then gave Joshua the victory to defeat all the southern kingdoms and all the southern cities and the southern part of Canaan, that by the time chapter 10 ends, the whole part of the southern nation is now brought under Israel's control. They had already taken the center when they had taken Jericho and Ai, and now they had to control the center and the south. And God had given them the complete victory. Now, if you would look and count those numbers of cities that are mentioned there in those chapters, in those verses, you know how many you would find? It's interesting. You would find, if you would count the list of those cities listed in those verses in the end of the chapter 10, you would find seven. Seven cities listed there. You think that's, is that coincidental? What's God trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us he wants the victory to be complete. He wants us to continue to persevere until the battle is done, until it's completed, until the day that we get before him, until the race is won. We're to continue to pursue. We're to continue to move forward, never letting up, never resting in our faith. As the Apostle Paul said, not that I've attained all this, but he said, I continue to press on to win the battle for which Christ has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And he said, all of us who are mature should have the same kind of view of things. So don't give up. Pursue. No matter how tired we are. And I imagine Joshua was tired. It said there, as you remember what Kim read, and I can't remember the verse, but it said it was all night. They had marched all night. And then engaged in battle the whole day with the extended day. And then they continued on in their battle. So they had to have been tired. We can get tired in running the Christian race, can't we? But it's worth it. Pursue. Because the Christian life, our walk with God, is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And they can get tired. And it can get enduring, but continue to pursue, because it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. No matter how tired we are, and at that time when we get at the end of ourselves, when we feel that we cannot go anymore, that's where God breathes new life into us through his Spirit and gives us that strength that we need to continue to go on. When we feel we just can't make it, he gives us the strength that we need. That's the kind of God we've got. So lessons for the time of battle. March, even though you don't feel like it. Engage, even when you're afraid. Pursue, even when you're tired. Because in doing so, God will bring blessing. Perseverance, press on. That's one of the main lessons of this chapter. Another main lesson of this chapter is the power of prayer. That when Joshua prayed, and he said, Lord, I need more time. Cause the sun to stand still. God heard his prayer, and he responded, and he answered. James tells us the prayers of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And we can believe in the power of prayer, that when we pray, God will hear and respond in accordance with his good purpose and will. So press on. The battle continues to rage. There's still more territory that needs to be taken. This was not the end of the battle for Israel. Yeah, they had won and now taken control of the center and the south, but the northern part of the land still was theirs to capture. The battle was not yet over. The battle's not yet over in our life either. And we got to continue to move forward, continue to go deeper into Canaan, deeper in our walk with Christ. So persist. Don't give up. March when you don't feel like it. Engage when you're afraid. And pursue even when you're tired. And God will bless. And God will encourage you and meet you just as he did with Joshua. That's what we learn here. He wants us also to honor our commitments that we make. That Joshua honored his commitment that he made and was faithful to his word. And that's another lesson we learn from this, to be faithful to the commitments and promises we make. And in doing so, God will bless and God will meet us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this quick look into your word this morning. But yet we can learn from this chapter the importance of persistence, of honoring our commitment that we make to you. That even though Joshua, I'm sure, didn't feel like coming to the aid in the defense of the Gibeonites, especially when he was tricked by them, still, when they were attacked, he came and honored the commitment and came to their defense. And you encouraged him, and you blessed him in the midst of that. Lord, it reminds us that we need to honor our commitment to you, to be faithful, to press on in the battle, to continue to march even when we don't feel like it, even when it's difficult, even when we're afraid. Because, Lord, you are with us. Your rod and your staff give us comfort. You are encouraging. You are strength. You are our rod. You are our defender. And so, Father, may we continue to press on and to engage the enemy that we face, even when we're afraid, because greater is the one who is in us than the one who's in the world. And, Lord, you have triumphed, and you have won the final victory over our enemy, over sin, death, and the grave, and you have defeated him. You have put your foot on his head. You have crushed his head, and you have defeated him forever. And so, Father, we stand victorious in you, and we thank you that the victory has been won, and through that we can have courage. And, Lord, help us to continue to pursue you, to pursue more of you, even when we're tired, to continue to grow forward in our faith, to continue to press on, knowing, Lord, that you are a rewarder of those who earnestly seek you. And Lord, until it's completed, until the battle was done, you want us to fully engage, not let up, until the day that we stand before you and hear you say, "Well done." We also thank you, Lord, that you are God who hears prayer and responds to it in amazing and powerful ways. So thank you for the simple lessons you teach us from your word this morning. May we be encouraged by it and apply it to our life as we continue to move forward for you, claiming more ground and more territory for you as we grow closer and closer to you, our Savior. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.